The number of one-person households in the Czech Republic is on the rise. In fact, according to government figures released this week, one Czech household in four comprises a single person. In 2002, roughly 900,000 of the country's population lived in one-person households. But by last year, that figure had risen by over a quarter of a million. In the capital, the trend is even more pronounced. 40% of Prague's residents live by themselves. Sarah Borovka discussed the latest home alone figures with Martin Potučka, head of the Center for Social and Economic Strategies at Charles University.
Well, the findings were not surprising. There is an increasing number of people in the Czech Republic living as singles, so that one-person households are increasing in numbers.
And what are some of the factors? Why is this number increasing?
Well, there are objective and subjective factors, and of course there are situations where people opt for such an arrangement, and there are situations when people are more or less forced to live alone, such as widows. In terms of objective factors, I guess one of the reasons is not a favorable situation for young people to establish regular family ties and to have children. Unfortunately, during the transformation, which our country has experienced since 1989, much less attention was paid to favorable conditions for families.
And would you say that is something that is in the Czech Republic, that the situation is less favorable for young people seeking to establish a family or even a relationship than in other European countries, precisely because...
Definitely, if I compare the situation of Czechs with the situation of, let's say, Austrians or French or Danish young people, definitely the situation is less favorable. I guess that much more stress was put during the transformation on economic reform than on preserving or increasing favorable conditions for young families. Of course, another aspect is what I guess is a general trend in Europe, and not only in Europe, and this is what I would call individualization of lifestyles, that people simply opt freely to live alone in order to have, of course, more time for their hobbies, for enjoying life in general, and less responsibilities. That's also a sort of a value shift that has influenced the present situation.
Charles University's Martin Potučka was talking there to Sarah.